We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled An Effective Witness. Today's meditation was written by Adeolu Olamideji. We shall take our Bible reading from Proverbs 14:25. A truthful witness saves lives, but one who breathes out lies is deceitful. I have just read from the English Standard Version. One major assignment the Lord Jesus Christ gives to every believer is to bring others to Him. Just before He ascended into heaven, He instructed His disciples to go into all the world and make disciples. This is known as the Great Commission. See Matthew 28, 18-20, Mark 16, 15-18. The Lord also sent the promised Holy Spirit to empower us to be His witnesses to the world, Acts 1:7-8. Therefore, one of our most important personal and corporate obligations is to testify about Christ. How then can we be effective witnesses? To be a witness means to have, or claim to have, first-hand experience of an event. In this sense, there are two kinds of witnesses: a true witness and a false witness. Our main text tells us that a truthful witness saves lives. So who can truly be called a witness for the Lord? A true witness for the Lord is someone who has had a genuine personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Such a testimony carries spiritual weight because it is backed by real experience and the power of the Holy Spirit. An example of this is found in John 4. A Samaritan woman encountered the Lord Jesus, and she went back to her town with such conviction that many Samaritans believed in Him because of her testimony. John 4:39. Therefore, we must examine ourselves to ensure that our faith is rooted in a genuine encounter with Christ. We must also keep that relationship fresh and alive through the Holy Spirit. When our walk with the Lord is living and vibrant, our witness becomes powerful and effective, and many souls can be drawn to Him. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to know You deeply and personally. Let my words, actions, and life compel others to seek You. Amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe You died for my sins and rose again. I confess You as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Isaiah 12-17. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.